Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Early Finance Briefing for Wednesday, the 19th of August 2020. My name is Nick Hurley here in Melbourne, starting with Australia's own Amazon, Kogan.com, the e-retailer that's boomed during the lockdown period. And, you know, it was trading at the bottom of the sort of coronavirus sell-off. It was still trading at, got to as low as $4.16. Yesterday, it closed at $23. So an exceptional run. Something I'm sad to have missed out on after previously being a holder in the company. The owner, Mr. Kogan, has actually looked to announce he's selling more of his holding in the company. He is selling 6.9% of the company, and that will leave him with about 15% of the company. The value will be up to $163 million. It's being run by Citibank and in a slight sort of discount to the price that it closed at yesterday. The last time he did this, I was a shareholder back in September 2018, and the share price took a real hit when he announced that. And dare I say, this guy is quite an opportunist. And if he's thinking he's selling now, that's probably a good sign to maybe get out. Moving on to gold, Australia's sixth biggest export. It's back above US $2,000 a troy ounce, and it's recovered a lot from its sell-off last week. We're definitely seeing the gold price rise when treasury yields fall. Last week, the yields started to spike up a bit, causing the US dollar to rise as capital flushed back in. Chasing that sort of positive return that you're getting, something you certainly aren't getting on gold from, you know, no yield on gold. Now, the Federal Reserve in the US they're going to have their July meeting minutes out on Wednesday US time. That's sort of tomorrow for us. And, you know, it'll give a sort of indication of whether there's going to be more measures to sort of keep yields down. They've already stated they want to keep yields low. So people that are sort of betting against that, i.e. the US dollar rising with rising yields, are essentially betting against the Fed and may potentially, you know, be quite a risky move to make. Jumping on the gold bandwagon, we've got Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. They've never liked gold in the past, but he's actually bought into one of the gold mining firms, Canadian Barrick Gold Corporation. He's bought a half a US billion dollar stake in that. It's the world's second largest gold miner, and it has it does have a dividend, so, you know, Warren will like that. The share price of Barrick surged nearly 12% on Monday when that news broke of his stake in the company. Continuing with gold, back here in Australia, we have the owners of the Kalgoorlie Super Pit, Saracen Mineral Holdings and Northern Star Resources. They bought the mine from Newcrest only towards the end of last year. They have released a plan to sort of expand the production of the mine. It will boost its life to 15 years and lift production up to around 675,000 ounces. So it has the effect of lifting gold reserves by 54% of the outstanding reserves, which is worth about 27 billion Australian dollars at the current gold price. Because it's such a deep, deep mine, this new plan will mean they'll have to remove so much spoil. The Australian newspaper mentions that, you know, they'll have to remove 850 million tonnes of spoil, which is the same amount of iron ore the entire Pilbara region exports each year. So in the first sort of phase of the expansion, 58 tonnes of waste will be produced for every tonne of ore that's extracted, but that sort of tails off as the sort of expansion gets underway. But it will, you know, definitely improve the economics of the mine, particularly with the high gold price. And the share market was happy with the announcement, with the share prices of both companies up on Tuesday. Moving to the markets now, we've seen the US open up. The S&P's up about 35 bips, NASDAQ 65. There's been some positive housing data out of the US. there's a lot of sort of positive information coming out on housing in the US, particularly sort of single family dwellings, so detached houses essentially. The Home Depot's up as well. There seems to be, you know, real growth in that part of the economy, certainly much better than most other areas in the US economy at the moment. The Australian dollar's quite strong as well, up above 72.5 US cents. And gold's up as well, US dollar's down. And the SPY 200 futures index is up about 32 bips for Australia. That's your early update for Wednesday. Have a great day and see you soon.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.